I just wanted to throw out one idea. What I want to see practiced, what I want to see worked out in people's lives is like I experienced. And at the very least, to me, this is an ideal thing. A one-on-one, following through the word, and frequently discussing what you're reading. I mean, this is the practical aspect of what we're talking about. Two people, man and wife maybe, friend and neighbor, friend and coworker, however it works out, an agreement to read together. I don't care if you follow a plan, if you just wanted to say, let's read this chapter, it doesn't matter to me. It used to matter to me. It used to be, I want everyone to read the whole Bible. Well, ideally, I would like everyone to read through the whole Bible because there's so much good stuff in it, and you can get to know all the aspects of God because I think that's very important. However, I want the Holy Spirit to work on individuals, and, whoever people agree to read together with, they just decide, where they're going to read and continue to read and set up those intimate times of sharing so that the word becomes relevant to our lives. So that what we read in 1 Timothy this morning, we talk about that and apply that to our lives. That's ultimately how this word of God piercing our souls, as you read it as an individual, of course you can read it together, And just let the Holy Spirit take it from there and enjoy the conversation regarding it. I really don't understand what that scripture meant. What do you think it means? And just give it to the Holy Spirit who leads us in truth. For me personally, I like to be with someone that loves God just as much or more than I do so that his excitement rubs off on me.
Yes.
And then his maturity rubs off on me. So that I can be, I'm pushed. And then I have people in my life that haven't followed God as much, that haven't read as much as me, and then I can sow into their life. I feed off them, because regardless of where they're at in their journey, I can feed off their excitement, and then they can feed off whatever wisdom God gives me to say. It's so dynamic. It's not the typical worldly, secular, mentorship, a student. This is an open, even exchange of how God is working in our lives, how God uses the word in our lives and exchanges with each other. Because on this call, we have so much maturity, and some people, I've only been serious about God for 7 years, 7, 8 years. That's not a whole long time, and some of you have been serving God for much more, and it really doesn't matter. It's not like a seniority thing. But we do have levels of maturity, of course, and God figures it all out. He chooses the elders, and I don't even want to get into that. All I'm saying is, at the very least, I'm encouraging others to reach out to people that love Jesus, but really haven't started a reading plan, haven't started reading diligently. And saying, look, if you'd like, if you want to pursue God, why don't we read together? And I think we as leaders have that responsibility to reach out to those that, we know they're seekers, their heart is right, and maybe a neighbor, it could be a coworker, it could be someone that never wants to go to church but loves God. There's a lot of people in that category today that love God, truly love Him, but really are turned off by the church. And you might be their only connection to God. You might be the only one in their life that can help them get to in that right relationship with God. And it's about the body of Christ. It's not about a Sunday sermon.